101.7 AM 920 KWAD. I'm CJ Baumgartner. Good morning. It's 8:10 on a Wednesday, and that means we are talking with Nicole Strozek. She is the writer over at the Wadena Pioneer Journal, and she joins us for the second time. Hey, Nicole, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, CJ. How are you?
Doing pretty good. So we got your first radio interview under your belt last week.
Yes.
How are you feeling now in week two?
I'm feeling good. I was a little nervous last week. I was sweating, and I'm feeling a little better today because I kind of know what to expect. So.
All right. Awesome. Well, you write for the Pioneer Journal. You've had busy week over the last week covering some stuff. What did you get to go do?
Well, I actually had the pleasure of going over to the Barbecue Smokehouse and talking with Tyler, the owner over there. They were celebrating the expansion of their parking lot, and then also they had added on to the actual building itself. And so he was throwing a big old party, giving out barbecue left and right, and the community was there, and it was a really great experience. And also got to meet a little girl by the name of Haley Doms, who is an 8-year-old drag car racer.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty adorable. I can't lie. She was absolutely adorable. And she was selling lemonade, raising money for a foundation called the Pinky Swear Foundation. Oh. So it was really cool.
What is the Pinky Swear Foundation? Did she tell you?
She did. She told me that the Pinky Swear Foundation is very similar to like the Princess Warrior Foundation. A little boy had passed away from cancer and had made a pinky swear with his dad to continue the tradition of ensuring that all the children that were in the hospital that were there getting treatments to get Christmas gifts for them each year. And so
awesome.
They continue to donate and do that and hold on to that pinky swear promise.
Awesome. That's really, really cool. And really cool that she's doing that and giving those proceeds and doing all that.
I agree.
Stuff.
It's very cool.
It was a busy day at the smokehouse. I tried to go over there towards the end, and that was my first mistake. And I'm running out of food. It was so popular.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, you were there firsthand seeing all that stuff.
Yes.
Just cool to see community things like that, right?
Very much. It was very cool. It was very nice to see everybody out supporting Tyler. And, you know, he's just such a great, business owner in the community and does a lot of great things, including having little Miss Haley there to sell lemonade, because that was a very wonderful aspect of the whole experience.
What else did you have going on this week?
This week we have Ben Ranson. He is a local, he's from Sabika. He lives in Sandstone now, but he is going to be performing at the New York Mills Regional Cultural Center. My colleague, Frank Lee, who I work with at the Pioneer Journal, wrote up a story. So that'll be something that people can see in the paper today. And it talks about, what to expect. And that's happening on September 30th at 7:30 p.m. And in addition, Ben Ranson. Also, we found out his mom, Barb, who is had a engineering firm called Ranson Engineering, was actually located in the old Wadena Pioneer Journal office where we are right now.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool to find out. And so he came in and talked about how he would be there on his sick days, home from school and hanging out with his mom. And so he was reminiscing with us about the office space. So that was pretty cool.
You know, that's the thing about newspaper writing and the things that you guys do as journalists, and you get to find these small little details that don't feel like, they feel insignificant in the moment, but you talk about them and they mean so much and they add just this extra level to a story. How cool is that?
It's so cool. It's so cool. And it's just nice to see, the community coming into the office and sharing things with us. And we really love that. And, I encourage anybody that is, in the community or even, in the surrounding communities, if you have a story idea or something that you think is, maybe even beyond newsworthy, just something that people should really know about, I welcome that at any time.
And so. where can they reach out to you if they want to do that? Is there a good email? Is there a spot to write to you?
Yes, you can reach out to me on the Wadena Pioneer Journal's website. My email is on there. Otherwise, they can email me at N. And then my last name, Strasek, Strasek, at thewadenapj.com.
All right, awesome. And we'll put a link on our website, wadenaradio.com, so people can find that there as well. Nicole, one more thing before we let you go here. So the chili cook-off is coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
And Dan in our station is going to be cooking for us. He's going to be out serving chili. But you just told me off air that you're going to be cooking chili for the Pioneer Journal. And you think that yours is going to be better than his?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. I hear I have some competition. I had seen on Facebook yesterday that Dana over at the Chamber said there's 12 of us that are signed up right now. So if you're on the fence and you haven't signed up, I think Dan and I could probably handle a little bit more competition, but I'm not sure if that's really, you know, what I want to be promoting, because I really want to win.
You know, you welcome all challengers because you know that yours is better than them anyway.
That's right. That's right.
And if you want to go try that out, where can people find you tomorrow at the Chili Cook-Off? Do you know where you're going to be stationed at?
We are going to be stationed right in front of 1776. And so not too far from the Journal's office. And yeah, come vote for us. Come try the chili.
All right, awesome. I'll put my pitch in. Go try out Dan's chili. He hasn't told me what the old Terhar family recipe is yet, so we'll you'll have to do some investigative reporting and figure that out.
Will do. I will.
All right. Hey, Nicole, anything else you want to mention before we let you go here?
Nope. I think that's it. Thank you.
All right, awesome. Nicole Strosik of the Wadena Pioneer Journal. She joins us every Wednesday morning at this time to talk about things that she's reporting on and some of the things that are coming up. So, again, go find her work at the Wadena Pioneer Journal. Go check out the paper. It comes out today, right?
It comes out today.
Exactly. Go buy the Pioneer Journal here today.
All right, and Nicole, subscribe.
And subscribe as well. Awesome. Nicole, have a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, CJ. You too.
If you want to listen back to any part of this interview, you can find it at our website, wadenaradio.com.